Tira.
Hello, I'm Douglas Gresham, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theatre. I have a particular affection for the story we're about to hear from the Chronicles of Narnia, though the reason has little to do with the wonderful story itself. By 1953, C.S. Lewis, or Jack as he preferred to be called, and my mother, an American named Joy Gresham, had become friends while we were living in England. Jack was already a renowned writer and teacher at the time. For many, however, he was best known as the author of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and The Silver Chair. I loved those books, so it was with no small degree of amazement that I found myself in the company of their author. Imagine it, an American child of 8, not only meeting, but becoming friends with the man who'd created Narnia. I remember going to the house for the first time and seeing a large oak wardrobe in the hall. Wide-eyed, I asked Jack if it was the wardrobe from the famous story. Jack smiled and said, "It might be." It was years before I dared to hang a coat in that wardrobe. In December 1953, my mother and brother David and I spent 4 days at Jack's house. We walked the countryside, saw the sights of Oxford, and generally exhausted poor Jack with our high energy. At the end of that visit, Jack presented my brother and me with a typed manuscript of the book he'd actually written the previous year. It was about to go to the publisher for release. The book had been through several different titles by then. For a while, it was known as Narnia and the North. The publisher didn't like that one very much, so Jack tried The Desert Road to Narnia, Over the Border, and even Core of Arkenland. None of them seemed to work. Finally, Jack settled on the title that I saw on the typed manuscript. I'm talking, of course, about The Horse and His Boy. A bigger surprise awaited us, though. Jack had dedicated the book to us. The story itself hardly takes place in Narnia at all. The world we saw in The Magician's Nephew and The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe seems to have disappeared. Or has it? I understand from various sources that Jack intentionally constructed The Horse and His Boy to convey a certain sense of unbelonging on the part of the fugitives who head north for Narnia. For Jack, it represented the same sense of unbelonging we all have in this world. We were made for something greater, he would say. But it takes a journey to discover what that is. A journey like the one we'll find in this third Chronicle of Narnia. Focus on the Family Radio Theatre is now proud to present The Horse and His Boy.